Beginning current daf, Masechet Zivah mit Daf Yudalef, begin Tos Masta, begin with the Gemara, Man Achen, which brothers, Achen Hanei Ladim, the brothers that are going to be born. That's what we're saying, that he holds like Rish Lakish, but he explains like Reb Shimon, which, again, those are, like Reb Shimon holds, that are not a problem of Eshach Shalahi Bailome, which Amiri says, do not love them, because those that, what does Neilodim mean? In the terminology of the Gemara, that means the brothers that are going to be born. I mean, perked out in the Dom, the Flam and Beis. Remember to say the Neilodim, Hasidim Ashma, that means regarding the future, like we're saying over here. That's the idea of Reb Shimon. So, perked out in the Gittin, the Gimlan Beis, come, the Gemara tells him, if that's the case, Neilodim. So, you tell me that he's acquiring for those Neilodim, which were not there at the time of the giving of the money, which again, you see the idea that Neilodim are the ones that are born later on. The next says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Tzrich Chalitzim Na'achen. And that they need Chalitzim from the brothers. Which places bothered that since you're saying this halacha is going to Rabbi Shimon, which is told by the brothers that are born after the Kedushin, which they're permitted then even for Yibum, because again, if they weren't there at the time in the Fela, Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that they don't have those problems that were prior. So then actually, why do you say they need Chalitzim from the brothers? That says, Tzrich Chalitzim Na'achen, not Tzrich bothered, why aren't you even doing Yibum? Because you don't have the prior problems, so it's like a regular mitzvah yibum. So since there's no me'achad, it's labala. Since ultimately that even the husband after he did kedushin, after he did chalitza, there's isra of alav to take back the chalutza, as we say regarding machzegir gehushasai. So the hashtag mutilasuch. So if regarding her husband that she's forbidden to subas like koshkin, so for sure the one that's the yavam, for sure is going to be koshkin. It's going to be aser because the yavam can be better than the husband. So it's over here that you know the husband is forbidden after he did chalitza. For sure the yavam, although technically the yavam really should be permitted, but it can't be any better than the husband. So therefore, if there's chalitza no yim. Then the next there's matzah beginning with gemara kaman. Who's it like rabban? Like the Rabban, which Rabbeinu was saying, like Rabbi Yechanan, and like the Rabbanan, that you do need chalitza from the brothers, is because it's like Rabbi Yechanan, that the halacha is that it's that were there, it's not going to have any kedushin, like the Rabban. Which Tosi explains, the truth is, have a mutzaluk make Reb Shimon. You could explain it like Reb Shimon, and say that Reb Shimon would agree also there's no kedushin. If he was born before the kedushin happened, where Reb Shimon would agree also that there's an erev Eshach Shalei Bar Lama. Unlikely, look like Rabban, but still they prefer to say like Rabbanan that you could even have Eshach Shalei Bar Lama, even if he was born after the kedushin, to say that even over there. But you're right, we could have said like Reb Shimon if he was born before. We're saying even if he was born afterwards, and to say like Rabban. Next test, not the beginning of the Gemara, Chad Omer Ba'asei. One says that it's a violation of a positive commandment, meaning someone is born the Yavama, and then one of the brothers is born the Tzara, so Machlik is Rabbach Ramina, if it's Karas or Nasei. So, Kain Girsa Sakonjus, that's the Girsa that Rashi has in our Gemara. Well, Peshbuk and Rashi explained, Mashem did the Shinan, because what's the Isra say? We expound. You could only build one house, not two houses, meaning from the same husband that died with two wives. And the second one is doing Yibim, beloved B'machal and Sase. And they can publish that's a derivation of a Pazigan, and it's considered as a violation of a Pazigan. That's how that Mandama holds. So today's Pekash is difficult. Why? Keeping it's a Karla Guve. So since you tell me that you need the Pazig for what we're saying over here, Shalim Meshdem, then I'll do Yibim to both of the wives. And then the question is, Nolan, the Asi Kurla Nat, B'machal, Kurz, Labas, Tays explained on the previous stuff. How do you know? To go ahead, as we said this on the Yidam and Beis, that we're using this word to downgrade for the parties involved, that it's not going to be a punishment of Karis like Eishazach is, but rather just a negative prohibition like we're saying that Shubla Yivna. So how could you say that it's telling you that if you're saying you need it to what we're saying over here that. That we needed to tell you this Isra'asei. So Bama Reintami says that really right. He disagrees with Rashi and his Gersa. The Gersin the Chadam of Balab one says it's not Ba'asei, because that Asei we actually need, as we said, to be menatik it from Karis to a lot of these words of Lo Yivna. So rather, he says that the gifts is a negative prohibition. I'll explain that. What are we talking about? The kshim achas, one does yibum, koyat tzara b'layivna. So then the tzara has the iser of layivna, where just like we say that if someone does chalitza, she becomes forbidden because kimish abanu shul layivna. So too, when you do yibum on one of them, you could say regarding the tzara also has that iser of layivna. The karina b'tzara, because he's regarding the tzara too, kimish leibanu, since he didn't build her. So shul layivna, you say, cannot build her anymore. And if that's a negative prohibition. And then the brothers are only with a negative prohibition, and therefore has nothing to do with the assay with that pasuk, because that's coming to teach it something else. And therefore, because in Shabbat, therefore the Gris is appropriate to say that the case is also talking about this machlekes is if it's an assay or karis, not just regarding the brothers but also him, because. That it's regarding everyone. You have this machlekes, it's going to be a lav or karis. Because, but in Avalon Pesha, according to the Gesin Basib, according to Rashi's Gesin, that we're talking about the say, then the machlekes is only regarding the brothers. According to him, everybody agrees by say. Because regarding the miyam, most definitely is iser to do miyam the tzara is because of bayis achor by the men mishne batim, which only say. The whole machlekes is regarding the brothers. So therefore, you cannot be gairus because of who oyach only the achim. But according to Taisa explains that it would be even that the machlekes would be the isse kara. It would be isse karis or a lav. That would be applicable not only for the brothers but also for the yavim himself. Next time, at the beginning was the Gemara. Tzara Saita Asura. The Tzara of the Saita, that was Rav's Halacha, is going to be Asur. Which says, if you love that like Asura, the wording Asura is a little bit misleading. It doesn't mean really Asur, which would sound like only from Yibum, that's appropriate to say Asur. Because that's Machalitza Ptura. Because even exempt from Machalitza, because like Rashi explains that we learn that from Tumah, which is like an Erva, which totally exempts. Now, Vedavka Saita Baita, but this is the specifically regarding definitive site of a site to Suffolk, but regarding a doubtful site to Boy Chalitza, then you need Chalitza advice of similar like we bring shortly. And the Krod ben Nistar ben Nitmo, which is regarding a Suffolk site that she's concealed and she's Tomei, that's been able to Vadari. I say that's Toma definitively Nivel. Can the Masal come like as the more concludes? Of a site to Suffolk? Like us about the person and not right to him regarding her. The Tomatis has to take exactly the name you can say about Namarulu in the Mishnah. Nichnasim will be successive. She goes with the that man into a secluded area. Asula based of Asula Trumish, she's been to her husband, she's been for Truma, but the Shim Vexham, and the Gemara says in Sight of Rav Chazbin, Avshleish, Bam, and Nitmix, and Sight of Nitma, Echlabal, Bechlabal, Bechlabal, Truma, one for the husband, one for that man, and one for the Truma. So you see that even by Sight of the Suffolk, it does say Toma. Bishlam says what you can say is Lars are caused by Mishnah Suffolk. Tara's only saying that she's forbidden because of a doubt. Shem and Nibble, maybe she had Bia and she became Tummy. The word tumah is only on the definitive. Yeah, you have to treat the suffix as that, but the actual tumah to make it like an erev is only on the vadois of nivelo. Then the Tosafot is going to say, so if you tell me that the word tumah is really only on vada, is amayas ulabes al truma, then why is the suffix site forbidden to her husband and for truma? Because says what you can say is the suffix of because the Torah considered the doubt as definitive. Again, it doesn't have tumah. But it treats it in halacha, like the Gemara says over there. If nitma lama shaisav, she's telling me why she's drinking. Then loyim, but if she didn't become tumah lamanishkas lamanishkas, why is she drinking? Malachar kosev, the pasuk of Rabbi Telly, chasav kasev kavade that the subject we treat and is forbidden like a vada. Halacha subject site, boy chalitza. Therefore, the subject site requires chalitza because the davka lahachma is because of the subject vada. Because only for stringency do we make the subject like vada. Loy lahachma, not to make lino lefatra like chalitza, let her go without chalitza. And the Bach adds on the words of me kosh. But what's difficult is since he's telling me. Because you made the suffix like vaday, so she forbidden to do yibim. So eichem parach parakam and said, "How's the gemara asking the first bag inside of him and base regarding when she goes with him into a secluded area and then he dies at this chalitza?" And the gemara asked him there, "Well, why isn't it? Well, you should say tisyabim." So Tarsus is bothered. What was the question? But suffix seita, which you're saying suffix seita is forbidden like a vaday. So Tarsus, by the priest, this is what he said previously. Enough gimel and base the maskal of feed on maskanish. Might according to the conclusion of the sugi tumikai raiz kisev. But omadav, this rab, says that tumah is like a raiz and makam lav. That's only when there's negative prohibition, so nicha makes sense. The hutum like sive la lavadi nivela. That tum was only said regarding a definitive nivela, but not regarding that of suffix. And the kamakam kashav, what is difficult is keeping the say the badi chajav la rabka erva. So when it's a say the badi, rab considers like an erva. So what's my asking this to be even if at least it's no less than a suffic erva? And Tosfos does not answer that question. Next test master begin with Gemara B'Shem Noemi says Biyasa Chalat Sasa B'Chulu says that Bir Chalitza of the brother of the first of her original husband would exempt the tzara. So that's what the one was asking Rav. So obviously you see that even though it's Nivela Tachas Bailish, the tzara is permitted for Yibim. Then says Tosfos Noemi begin to say, but according to Rav, this halacha of tzara Saita does not have Chalitza, does not have Yibim. But my lo makshem etan lekam. Why is it Rambam? Why is it time to come? The that he says Zalchem Shalzeh, Balchem Shalzeh Cholts, and the brothers are both do chalitza. Well, the Rav lived in the chalitza. According to Rav, you don't need any chalitza or any Yibim. You should just totally scar free. So why is it just Rambam? Rambam says this is what you can say is the osile shabbat the chalitzas. No, makes sense as chalitza. Why? Because the mitzvah by chalitza. Biblically, there is a requirement of chalitza because it's cited the rabbani. It's only rabbinically cited because it was a case of blindness. So biblically, it's not Tameya. Therefore, it would make sense, even according to Rav, that they would be Chalitza. And B'leparach from Rav Shimon, we didn't ask from Rav Shimon, Ella, so why ask from Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon, they called the token Rabbani, can't devise the token, because whatever we made biblically, we made rabbinically. And we should have made her at least forbidden to do Yibum. So you're right, although, as Tais is answering, we didn't ask from the Tanakhama, because that's only Sayyid Madar Abonon, but at least from Rav Shimon, we could ask on Rav, because but if a site that I would be totally exempt, so the Rabbanan would not do Yibim, because Kodzak Ron can drive the talking, and it would be forbidden to do Yibim. But it sounds like that site that I is not part of Yibim, which is not like Rab. And that was the most question from Mishim. Then it's different when we say, why is Rav Chizah asking from Mishim as Ardem Maschal Biyasachal Tzassaf and the first brother exempted Tzara? But then Mishim like Kamel of the Yabit Paita Tzara, so maybe it's only after the fact that exempts Abulak at Chalai, maybe initially not, and therefore that would be. Like Rav, on the reader, he says, no, but the Eben made the Tanakhama. After the fact, the Tanakhama agrees that he's going to Tzar, as we're saying, because it's only the Rabbanan. The Lashka and the Pligi, we don't find that they disagree regarding that. But then Tzar says, why don't we say that the brother, the first one, wrote to Chalas Miyam, the Mash Malik at Chalas, sound like initially. In other words, if that's the case, that even the Ketchilu Bshimim permits to do either one, so why say, Biasach al Tzassam, Achav Sharishin, but that's the Tzarasa? That sounds like a terminology of after the fact. If you're saying it's even that the Tanakhama also that Shem is even like a tchila, why doesn't he say that? So Marie the reason is you're right. We could have said like a tchila loshen, but the Milsa Gavuchi Kamashlon want to tell you something parenthetically. The Avigab that even though for this woman that she went and married someone else, they get Sara that is a co-wife to Shaykh Bayim Tzayit that really is more appropriate to do Yim to Salahachir. Shem is saying Biyasa Chalzasa Shalah her Bir Chalitza is protected like a tchila Sara, so could initially go ahead and exempt her Sara. The Sogat of the Lord Patri, you would think that she does not exempt her co-wife because the Nirika Ishta Deshani, because she looks like the wife of really the second one. So it looks like as if you didn't do Chalitza to the Isha Sameis. That's what he's saying. Because he wanted to tell this Chiddush. So therefore, he didn't say that the brother, the first one, because then you wouldn't have known that it would be Petetas Tzarasa, which is what we wanted to say in the Milsa Arag of Orcha Kamashma. Then Tais is beginning to say, Rav Chiz, the Shoraitzel doctor, that he wanted to infer from here, the site, the Raisa Sharia, that a biblical site is permitted, and even to do Yibum. So the problem is, Tikshu Lemastin, the Parakam, the site of Beis, and the Vav, over there, the Mais, but some of the Morgan brings shortly, the Subic site in Mr. Bemis. We see that Subic site does not do Yibum. So what's he asking that it should even do Yibum? Hashem, this is what you can say here, is the Abamino, I would have thought to say that biblically, she could do Yibum. And that's what he was asking on Rab. Because the Hadik Tandis, we learned in Saita, Sheimus Ebemes, Haim Rabban, it's only rabbinically. Avagav, the Hassan Muchach, they seem to rise, although there it seems to be clearly that that's actually a biblical Issa. Mishnah Asma, but from the Mishnah itself, in the Chizal, we cannot prove anything, and therefore that was where Rav Chizal was asking his question from. Now, another answer, Taisa says, Vaidam Rabbi Yitzchak says that even though Rav Chizal holds that Saita de Rabbanan, like this woman who she got married, Ba'inis, but Rabbanan just penalized her like a Saita, that she can do Yibum. So there's no difficulty, then why is the suffix Saita Chaylatzas? Because the Dafkal Rapar, the Gemara is asking specifically according to Rap. The Mashvelik Erva Saita Deraisa, he considers her like an Erva. Ubitur Rab Nachalitza, and there was exempt Yibum Chalitza, Lakach, Masai Drabban, thereby said Drabbanan, Svarti, the Yesh Laisa Lassam, so it makes sense why she'd be forbidden to do Yibum, like we said, called the Token Rabban, the Bunny Kinderais Token. But he decided, but within the Gemara site, the subject site, the Chalat says, they were saying the subject site does Chalitza. Ain't Tema, There's no one that we're going to say the Besidu Rabban, the Vilma Zibem, is that Ikrim do Yimim, because since biblically we don't find that she's made an Erva, so then we could say that even rabbinically that they did require that it should have a Yimim. The Taisa previously explained the Gemara's question from Reb Shimon, Pimitz even like a Tchil do Yimim. Therefore, that's the Bukhan Rab who says it's like an Erva. Now Taisa comes to explain it a different way. So the White Pesha Ben Yitzchak says, Reb Shimon has Sugal, Yam like a Tchil. According to Reb Shimon, you're right. Initially, now I'll go ahead and do Yimim by the brother, the first one. And we see this in the Ketani Sefer, where it says, it says, in the child is not a mamzer, which that sounds, that's not like a tchil, because the Isha Avi Liyam like a tchil, if you're allowed to like a tchil, do Yibim, so she didn't have a lot of mamzer. Of course, the Chaz is not going to be a mamzer. You're allowed to get, it's a totally permitted type of a union. So obviously, it's only with the Yevet. But moreover, Yushalmi, Kurgla Hidach, B'Shimon, Yushalmi calls this case from B'Shimon, when the brother, the first one, does Yibim, calls the Chalitza Psula. Now, the Maizim B'Tech is a Yam, but if it's permitted to do Yibim, so then Chalitza Ksheh, it would be a kosher Chalitza. So, therefore, Taisa explains the Gemara's question that we understand that according to the first interpretation that it could do Yibim like a Tchila, that the Gemara's proof was that if it's a Saita Deraisa, so then you would say it's a Diabonon, meaning if it's a Saita Deraisa was an Erba, so it's a Diabonon, you wouldn't say it's initially permitted. But now we're saying, Taisa is saying, no, that's only b'di'evet. So what is the Gemara's proof that over here the Yibim would help because here it's the site is only b'di'abanon. So Taisa says, apart from the Gemara's question was like this. The Reb Shimon says that the Peter Tzarasa, that her Chalitza exempts her Tzara, that because the Kibin the Amma, since Rab said, that beside the raisa, when it's a biblical site, labas chalitza v'yibum, it's not, no, you're not in the parasha at all, chalitza yibum. So then, beside the rabbanon, so by rabbinic side, in la chalitza, la hoy lifted tzavasa. So chalitza is not be effective to give them their kawai, because hakai chalitza, this one, which is considered erva, had it been a site de raisa, worked for a tzara, which is obligated in the kadda. And if you're going to say, oh, that's not a difficulty, because man of shachtel, either way, it's the Chalitza shall for the tzara because the imchashi because the gemara ibshi can say that the bana might say the so tzaras nam leber chalitza then you're right the tzara doesn't even need chalitza because tzara serva feel the because I did not consider like a say the zim can shab pata patra tzaras then yeah exempt the tzara so how can you prove him in that like grounds they says no because most definitely she herself is chayiv and chalitza and she's not like an erva but the mistabli l'shas the gemara understands the kibin the dam the said the reis is similar to the said the reis so chalitza is a command lesser it's chalitza is like it's not existent. And therefore, in the lifted tzarasa, it should not exempt the tzara, where because the chalitza of one of them is similar to an erva, so you have to consider as if it wasn't there, and therefore it would not pat the tzarasa, and therefore that was that. Therefore, that's what the Gemara was asking from Reb Shimon, that how could they pat the tzarasa if according to Rab, by said the deraisa is not chalitza v'yibum, so then by said the rabbanon, the chalitza should not be effective to exempt the tzara. That was the Gemara's question on Rab.